Now, Jurik, I want to be explicit, not implicit. And so far, I think I've been implicit. I think you and Olga could have your own radio program on terrestrial radio, not on this yak-forsaken site here, but I believe you could actually. I believe it would take an effort, but I actually think it's a stunning double act. I think you're both stunning, so that if it couldn't come off, and I don't know how you could do the logistics, but there would certainly be a vlog that could be made. I'm not, there's something, but you guys are superlative. Just watch the number one on anchor.
This next call is from an Irishman who understands talent when he sees it, not when he hears it. Okay, listen up.
Now, Jurik, I wouldn't blame you if you thought, oh, that's that mad farming Irishman who wouldn't know one end of a yak from the other and probably thinks that you get yak milk by pulling yak teats. Now, but I am very serious, Jurik, about this, and I'm not much under the influence, except under the influence of excitement, which I'm sure you'll understand, that I think that you, Jurik, and Olga, there's got to be a way in which you two can reach a bigger stage than I described Anchor as a little halting site out in the middle of the Australian bush. But I believe in you both.
Hello, Mr. Mahoney from Ireland. This is Jurik. I just wanted to tell you, I listened to your culture time about Mary O'Brien. I love this story very much. I have heard it in your podcast, your culture time. So I think that maybe you're doing tricky thing with this one, which I like. Kind of tricky, wink, wink, nudging, nudging. And I love your little song. Let me see if I know this. Culture time, culture time. We can have culture if you'll be mine. We can sing, we can go dancing. We can make sculptures. Hey, hey, look out for culture time. I think that's it. I love this song. I whistle it to myself all day. Okay, thank you for everything. You are number one, a number one in my book. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. Long time no hear from. This is Jurik, and I am here for your life coaching tip of the day. This one is a fun one. It is about massage. I went and had the massage, and I learned a life coaching tip from having massage. Here it is. When having massage, especially if it is sexy woman giving it to you in place of massages, be sure to always wear tighty-whitey, because for two reasons. One, if there is a tornado or tsunami or earthquakes or hurricanes or lightning storms or mudslides or nuclear atomic blasts, or if someone allows their sheep to run down the street and invade the place in which you are in so that everyone must run. If you must run out of the building, then it is important that at least you have some underwear on. Because otherwise you are running naked through streets. And this could be a dangerous situation now where police are always shooting everybody for stupid little things. The other reason you want to wear your tighty-whitey is because if you are laying there getting rubbing on back, ooh, feeling good, feeling kind of sexy, then what will maybe happen is you get very big giant erection. And if you get very big giant erection, when she sees, all right, turn over on back, at least if you have tighty-whitey, it is held down, Because if you are naked, or if you are wearing boxer, you will have like tent pole holding a blanket that is on top of you. Hopefully there is blanket on top of you, because if not, then you are in large troubles. Okay? So that is my tip for today. This is mostly for men. Unless you are a woman with a large erection. Do always wear tighty-whitey while getting massages. Okay? That is your tip for today. Goodbye. Keep your pants on. Mwah!
Hey, Yurik, this is Anna Guerra. Thank you so much for making my station one of your favorites. It's a very exciting time to join the station now, because this week I'm sharing what it's like to be an intern at Microsoft during my first week there, every single day. Which is, I don't think anyone kind of is doing that content here on Anchor, so that's pretty special. But I also sometimes discuss themes in terms of tech, entrepreneurship, design, marketing and branding. So if these are topics that you're interested in, for sure they will be covered here on the station. So I hope that you like it around here, and I hope to see you very, very often.
Yes, and this is Eric, and these are topics to which I am very, very interesting. And I will be most listening to your station as often as is possible for my ears. Thank you for also listening to my station, which is much life coaching, and it sounds like you're at the Microsoft making mega bucks, doing all kinds of stock options. Hope you can buy Tesla soon, and I will always be listening to you. Thank you very much. You are a wonderful, wonderful. All right, mwah.
Yorick, my friend, I'm in trouble. My life is in a mess. My world is upside down. I need some life coaching, Yorick. Will you please come out of retirement or come back from your holiday and help me? I'm having plenty of things I could talk to you about. And, Yorick, I pay. Yes, you remember? I pay my bills on time. Okay. Thanks, Yorick. Bye for now.
Mr. Romani, when life is upside down, I can help you with this, but you are one bill behind. So when I receive a payment, which you can put on the Venmo or the PayPal, or send me... No, those are the only two I like. I like the Venmo because it's sort of like you can see what all of your friends are sending other people's. And so put me money on Venmo, then I will turn your life right side up. Because I know what to... Yerick, know how to do these. Okay, keep your pants on. Goodbye.
Yerick, you're right. Yeah, don't get an erection and keep your pants on, okay?
Yes, Ultraman, this is good slogan to live by. Yeah, I like your thinking, young man, or old man, or medium old man, or youngish man, whatever you happen to be. I like it, okay? So keep your pants on! Mwah!